Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ. Presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's Jeff Sherman.
Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Hope you had a festive 4th of July weekend. Just an amazing weekend all around, for sure. So, the RNC begins next week right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. So I wanted to use our regular Milwaukee momentum theme on this Monday show to have a conversation around technology, our nation's defense, aerospace, and data privacy. No matter what party is in charge, there's a lot of opportunity for business in this sector. And one Milwaukee company is leading the charge to kind of better curate the ecosystem and showcase how small and medium-sized businesses can work with the Department of Defense to solve big challenges. Michael Adam is the CEO of Adam Aerospace. He joins us today. And for the last couple segments of the show, we're going to kind of come back down to earth a little bit from aerospace to the beach. And we're going to preview an event that's happening this Wednesday on Milwaukee's lakefront. And specifically, we're going to talk about the impact of sponsorship on that event and how local entities like Joy Engine keep events going strong right here in Greater Milwaukee. But first, Michael Adam joins us. Michael, how are you this beautiful Monday?
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for having me. Good morning, Milwaukee.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time. So before we kind of get into the nuts and bolts of what you're doing this Thursday and talk about your company, just give us your background, Michael.
Yeah, I am born and raised in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And went down to Nashville for college. I was a middle linebacker for the Vanderbilt Commodores down the SEC.
Nice. All right.
And then you stayed away for a long time. Went to France for a few years, played some ball over there, then California, Scottsdale, Chicago, and came back to Milwaukee about 10 years ago.
Okay.
So happy to be home and excited to be here. And that's really, I think, what allowed me to launch Adam Aerospace was being in a great city like this and, you know, not being on the coast with all the expensive costs.
And yeah,
it was a really great place to start the business.
So out of school, what was your focus, and then kind of what led you back to Milwaukee? Was it family and opportunity?
Yeah, so after grad school, after my MBA, I was in finance for a decade, which is kind of crazy because I don't really picture myself in that role now that I look back at it.
Yeah.
But it was great because I got to work with businesses. My last part of my financial career, I was in private equity, so I got to see companies build and companies scale. And then after the financial crisis in about 2009-2010 is when I started my first software company. So
okay,
this is software company number two, and it's going great.
All right, very good. Well, you know, we talk about it a little bit after the first break, but I want to know, you know, just kind of give us the background of Adam Aerospace. I mean, you know, at the heart, use blockchain technology to verify and protect data,
right,
among other things. But kind of for the everyday user, define what blockchain is.
Yeah, so demystifying blockchain.
Yes.
Blockchain is really simple. It's just a ledger system.
Okay.
So if you think of, you know, back in the day, ledgers were on paper. You would just like write something down, and that was like a transaction or a record of what happened. Blockchain is a ledger, but it uses like an advanced cryptography methodology. So it wraps any type of data or whatever you're trying to do in a hash or in an encryption or a SHA-256 hash, which is like a 62 or 64 digit character code that can't be like uncoded.
Okay.
And then the blockchain portion of itself is the ledger, is the system. So if you think of like your personal computer at home, like that's a node. And that's a centralized node. So like what do you store at home? If you store it on your hard drive, that's on one node. If you store it in the cloud, it's probably on multiple nodes or multiple kind of computers. What blockchain does is it uses a distributed ledger. So imagine like a million computers all over the world, all verifying that transaction at the same time.
Okay.
So because of its distributed nature, it's nearly impossible to hack, right? Because if someone wanted to hack your personal computer, all they have to do is hack that one node. If they want to hack a blockchain, they would have to simultaneously attack all of those nodes at the exact same time, which is computing. Today's computing power would not allow that to happen.
Okay. Well, when we come back from the break, Michael Adam, continue to join us. We're going to talk about how Adam Aerospace works with the Department of Defense, specifically on military-based blockchain. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Michael Adam, CEO of Adam Aerospace, based right here in Milwaukee, joins us this morning. Company uses blockchain technology to verify and protect personal data, among other things. So, Michael, tell us about like a consumer application for what your company does.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, our biggest customer is the Department of Defense, specifically United States Air Force, Space Force, and Air National Guard. And our technology, our core technology is called Zenith Zero. And what it does, if you picture like a funnel, it takes super large data sets. The data set goes through the funnel. We assign it that cryptographic signature, and then we put it on blockchain or a distributed ledger. We do that in a matter of seconds. Like, it's almost real time. Like, 1.2 seconds is kind of our average speed on that. So for the Department of Defense, our first contracts were to do that with aircraft data.
Okay.
So software updates in the aircraft, and then the data that's generated on the aircraft during the flight. So we take that aircraft data, read it, sign it a signature, put it on chain. The reason we do that is because that data is now instantaneously auditable, and it can be verified and checked at any time. So we're establishing this verified provenance of data, of this life cycle of the data.
So from a user standpoint, if I'm watching a in-flight movie, let's say, like, where's those protections and that scale coming from?
Right. So I know the Business Journal mentioned, streaming movies and all that stuff. We don't really get into that part of the aircraft.
Okay.
We're more like, what is the engine doing? What
okay.
is the software that's running the airplane doing? What are the sensors in the aircraft doing? So, you know, that's one use case. Our newest contract with the Air Force and Space Force is taking that exact same product, Zenith Zero, but instead of doing aircraft data, we're now doing all personal records and personal data of the warfighter, of the airman, and of the guardian. So from day one, basic training, boot camp, all the way to retirement, any healthcare records you are creating,
okay.
any education you go through the Air Force, any type of documentation that you produce, we now secure that with that Zenith Zero blockchain technology on a forward-facing product, a SaaS, a software as a service product called Base.
Okay.
If anybody wants to check that out, especially United States veterans, that website is foreverbase.io. But that's that one launches. That contract started 12 months ago, and that product will be launched in about 3 months, and we're super excited because that's going to have a really big impact on personal data privacy and data protection for United States warfighters and for veterans.
So knowing that veterans and current military officials, their data is protected on a unified source.
On a unified source, and then hopefully the goal is, with four United States veterans, is to make that VA process much easier. So getting your disability rating up as high as possible, getting your paperwork into the VA faster, more secure. So we're really excited about that technology.
And probably one thing that a lot of people, you know, truly don't maybe understand is the Department of Defense works in many different ways, right? With small businesses, with medium-sized businesses, not only on military applications,
right.
but health and wellness, right?
Right, absolutely. So when people hear DOD, they usually think like guns and drones.
Yes.
But it's so much more than that. So when you think about the United States government, you know, they're one of the largest employers, if not the largest employer of people in the United States. So, you know, we've seen small businesses get contracts with the Department of Defense, or like a fitness app, or some type of, you know, new food company. Anything that you and I would need as a human being, like a warfighter is a human being as well, obviously. So, you know, the Department of Defense is investing in making their life, as efficient and effective as possible. And you're seeing it all over the board with like wearable technologies, with whatever it is to advance human performance and mental wellness. And, you know, the DOD is the avenues into the DOD. There are many of them.
Yeah.
Getting into it is not the easiest part.
Well, and I know that that's one of your passions, to help kind of curate the tech ecosystem in Wisconsin so that the small, medium-sized companies have the opportunity for the large-scale Department of Defense contracts. And it's probably not an incredibly easy road to get there, so you have to have mentors like you to help guide the way.
Yeah, so we were lucky. I mean, we got our first or won our first Department of Defense contract in our first year of business, and now we're on our fourth contract with the DOD. So, you know, by all means, like, we're kicking some butt in that space. Now that we kind of have those inroads and we know the process, we want to pay it forward through a nonprofit that the collective, we, myself, and people from other organizations, and including the Air National Guard, Sergeant David Brown, who leads an effort called Forward Works, we're trying to kind of pay it forward and help these Wisconsin companies kind of demystify the getting into the DOD and breaking down those barriers and helping them compete for those defense contractors or defense contracts with a higher success rate.
Well, when we come back from the break, that's what we want to discuss. You have a big event coming up on Thursday, Innovation Ranch, that will do just that, help curate and connect small, medium-sized businesses here in Wisconsin to go after larger scale contracts. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Michael Adam Aerospace, joins us for one more segment here. So, Michael, what are some of the biggest challenges in ensuring kind of the responsible use of technology, especially with aerospace and defense contracts?
Right. So the DOD does a good job of making sure that your technology is sound. So there's all these barriers you have to go through, these certification. There's like something called DISA. There's FedRAMP. So just because you have a technology and it's in like a commercial use, let's say you had a software and it's being used by banks, and now you want to put it into the DOD, they're going to run it through the ringer, right? They're going to try to break it, bend it, twist it, hack it. So once you get through that process, then you're, you know, you're pretty solid. If you make changes to the technology, changes as well. But I think that's on the technical side. Kind of on the moral side, it's, you know, am I using this for the right thing? You know, is this going to be placed on a weapon system? If it is on a weapon system, is it doing what I want it to do? Is it verifying that data on that weapon system? When you get to like AI, that's a totally different subject. Like, what's the responsible use of artificial intelligence in the DOD? Which is pretty interesting because we're starting to play in that game as well. And it's more about the trustworthiness of that AI.
Are there any specific developments technology-wise that are just, you know, super exciting or surprising in your space that you're like, whoa?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's... Since I'm a software person, I'm always fascinated by hardware. So the emergence of drones and drone warfare has been, you know, expedited. And we've seen a lot of it in the Ukraine-Russian conflict, especially with swarm drones and autonomous drones. The drones are fairly easy to manufacture. They're not easy to weaponize, but they are weaponizable, obviously, as we've seen. So the anti-drone technology is getting pretty cool. Super, imagine a car, but it's like a trailer, and then a big magnet or a big shield comes up, and it's like a electromagnetic pulse that just like pops them down out of the sky. So that type of stuff to me is fascinating because it's physical hardware, and I'm a software person. But then space is the next. There's so much going in space, happening in space right now. The budget for space technology is huge. You know, the DOD is asking for space weapons. They're asking for companies to create these things. Yeah. So it's wild.
I know you wanted to say space is the next frontier. I saw it in your eyes, and that would have been good.
No, it's fine. No, yeah. Right, exactly.
So in terms of your event coming up on Thursday at the War Memorial, Innovation Ranch, what are you hoping to do there with small, medium-sized businesses and providing access and kind of curating, continuing to curate the tech ecosystem here in Milwaukee?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the event, it's called Defense Tech Focus 24. It's Thursday, 3 to 8. So I'll probably people listening, if you want to come, probably get there around like three to five is probably when the most action is going to happen. We're trying to bring together small businesses, defense innovation teams. So like the Air Force innovation team, the Air Guard innovation team, as well as venture capital, private equity, and then just players in that defense ecosystem, and have everybody kind of just meet and talk and share. There will be some tech on tables. Some local Wisconsin, Milwaukee companies will have their technology displayed there. So you'll get to see some pretty cool stuff, anywhere from, you know, large drones to anti-deep fake software. Mm. I mean, some pretty cool wearable stuff. Mm. So there's a lot of really interesting things that is being made here in Milwaukee that people really don't know about.
Yeah.
But it's really just to kind of galvanize that ecosystem. And then to see what we can do going forward as a collective group to bolster defense innovation in the state of Wisconsin, you know, kind of formalizing that. Maybe it's like through applying for some federal dollars or federal grants together to kind of build that ecosystem here.
And I'm guessing there's more and more collaboration in the space too. I mean, what are some of the other companies you're working with that you've helped, you know, whether secure contracts for or work in partnership with?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, even though they're a bigger company, we love working and collaborating with Astronautics Corporation of America. You know, they're a larger prime contractor, but, you know, they have a great team. Minette Aero, they are based in Wisconsin as well. They make big drones, as big as a car, that they all over the world, and they fly them up, and they're tethered, and they're, you know, wartime or whatever, radio signals and Wi-Fi, and like they're awesome. And then we're starting a new cohort of, it's called Defense X. That website's defx.tech.
All right,
accelerator program, and that is to help these small companies do it.
Very good. Michael Adam from Adam Aerospace joins us today. Appreciate your time. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are presented by Horicon Bank. From aerospace to beach space, the business of events on our beaches with Joy Engine. Happy to be joined right now by Executive Director Steph Salvia. She is the Executive Director of Milwaukee-based Joy Engine. Gargantuan fluorescent tentacles are taking over Milwaukee's lakefront Wednesday. But first, Steph, how are you this fine morning?
I'm great. Had a really fun weekend. Just, you know, the best of the best for Milwaukee staycations.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, whole lot of stuff going on, and it doesn't stop, right? It just keeps on going. We roll right into your event Wednesday, to Bastille Days, to the RNC. It just keeps coming, and that's, you know, that's why we live here. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I think we can all take a nap in like February for a minute.
Yes. So give us the background of what Joy Engine is all about and how you help activate spaces through sponsorship and partnership.
Right. So Joy Engine actually is newer to the nonprofit scene. We started in 2019, and it was founded by a couple of folks who have done a lot of traveling and thought we need to bring more like really cool art installations to Milwaukee. So they launched a nonprofit. We started the very first event we ever did was we hung a giant moon in Catalano Square Park, downtown Milwaukee, in the historic Third Ward, and it was, I think, maybe 30 feet. It was an exact replica of the moon. It lit up at night, and we programmed an entire weekend in August around that, and it was actually a celebration of 40 years of the lunar landing. So okay. That's how it started.
All right.
And it's just kind of kept spinning from there.
And that's a perfect connection with our last guest, too, Michael Adams from Adam Aerospace, right?
You got
the space connection there. We bring it all together on the Monday Upswing Show.
Exactly.
So in terms of what you're working on for Wednesday and then for the rest of the summer, give us some background on what's coming to Bradford Beach.
Bradford Beach. So, yeah, we're having actually a series of four events this time.
Okay.
We've decided, as we've, you know, gotten a little older here, to try to figure out a better rhythm for our art events. And sometimes that one-off pop-up event, people miss it, and then they're like, oh, shoot, we didn't get to check it out. So now we decided this summer to try a series of four events. And just so happened that, you know, we just love our beaches. Like, what an amazing amenity our beaches are here.
But on the flip side, the beaches are somewhat underactivated, right? I mean, a great place to hang out, really accessible, really easy to get to, but not a lot of events happen there. So is that obviously an opportunity, but
yes.
Are there some challenges with activating the beaches?
I mean, it'll be interesting to set up in sand, quite honestly. But I think that's the beauty of it. It's not really been done before. So let's give this a shot and, you know, bring people, to a beach. They're accessible. Like, people are familiar with a beach day. And this one, we're just happening to transform it into a little bit of a different beach vibe by creating some art installations.
And as you're looking to create installations, whether it's on a beach or a side of a building or some of the other things your organization has done, how do you kind of go about that research? Like, hey, where can we reimagine? Where can we find the funds? Kind of how can we activate? What's that process from your organization's lens?
Actually, it's been somewhat random, to be honest. A lot of us will kind of be on social media and see something super cool on Instagram and kind of start digging into that. And have we done that here before? Or would that be something that would really wow people? And that's kind of what we're looking for. We literally are trying to create joy for the city of Milwaukee through larger than life installations. So we like to try to find things that you're just not going to see on the regular.
All right. Activating joy. That's what it's all about. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. We'll be right back with Steph Selvia from Joy Engine. Welcome back to The Upswing. Let's continue our conversation with Steph Selvia from Joy Engine. Steph, so this Wednesday begins the first of four events, Art Blaze on the Beach. Tell us more about the event and all the partners involved.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of partners involved to make this happen. Of course, Milwaukee County Parks, Milwaukee County Parks Foundation, Volley Life, which is the organization that manages all of those volleyball teams and courts on the beach.
Okay.
We've been working with them because they were kind enough to actually, like, for this upcoming event, they'll take down two rows of nets for us. They had to reschedule some games, but at least we have, you know, space to come straight off the pavilion and activate that whole space.
Okay. So what can people expect to see as they're coming down the lakefront? What will emerge from right behind the Bradford Beach Pavilion?
Right. So it sounds, again, some of these things we do sound super weird, but we have commissioned local artists from Fuzz Pop Workshop to create larger than life sea creatures. So, yes, and they have like 35-foot tentacles, and they're amazing. We actually did a test run Saturday morning at Bradford Beach to make sure they were going to work. They're massive. So.
Inflated, or what's the
kind
of, what's the installation process?
Yes, they're inflatable, so they've been sewing like crazy for a couple of months here, and they're all painted by hand as well, so it's hard to describe. It's something you have to see in person, so you'll have four opportunities to do that.
All right. So as you're raising money and putting these things together, like, how important is kind of the access to the local business community and kind of civic partnerships to power these type of events?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, we want other people to buy into the fact that we're literally creating, you know, joy for the city of Milwaukee. And not only that, we are uplifting local artists. We pay them all fair wages. We just want to celebrate, you know, what the city is.
Yeah. And what are, as an organization, what are some of the other urban spaces that you'd like to reimagine? Obviously, we talked a bit about the beach. You know, the beach, while it's a wonderful, easy, accessible place, it doesn't get a ton of events. So are there other spaces around the greater Milwaukee area that you see, wow, there's an opportunity here to do something unique?
It kind of depends upon, like, what weird idea we're thinking about.
Okay.
So it kind of, we start with, like, the really weird idea, and then where would that fit best?
All right. That's good. What are some of the other joy engine things that are coming up for the rest of the summer?
Oh, wow. Well, we do sponsor a lot of other artists and arts organizations in the city. So we are, you know, following along with a lot of those activations that will happen kind of throughout the summer. We also sponsor the Funk Tunes, which is the Milwaukee River Roundup that happens every single Wednesday in all the way through September. And that's a fun one. That's a band that plays on the back of a pontoon and they go up and down the Milwaukee River.
Ah, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. When's the next event? Are those in concert with another event, or is that just kind of a random surprise and delight thing?
That's its own thing, but it happens literally every Wednesday. So it's a local Milwaukee band every single Wednesday on the back of a pontoon boat.
All right. Surprise, delight, joy engine, making our community bigger, bolder, and brighter each and every day. Steph Salvia joins us from Joy Engine. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing. Public art, without a doubt, has the power to stimulate dialogue and foster healing and create and inspire change. And there's good organizations all around town that are doing this each and every day. As we come out of Summerfest and we head into Bastille Days and the RNC and so many other events for the rest of the summer, Joy Engine is working on a new event that kicks off this Wednesday at Milwaukee's Bradford Beach. Art Blaze on the Beach, a series of free beach parties that, again, kick off July 10th to light up your summer nights with music, big art installations, and more. Steph Salvia is the executive director of Joy Engine. So, Steph, how does Joy Engine kind of balance the creation of temporary events like this, but also work to kind of do more permanent installations around the area? I mean, I'm sure as you talk with funders and partners, like, that's a big focus too. Like, let's continue to beautify the area and make it a place that people want to come to.
Right. Well, once a year, we actually like to launch what we call our community challenge grants. And the idea literally is open to artists and or arts organizations, how to create joy in a neighborhood and or a community. So it doesn't have to be, it's very much open-ended, because we feel like art is, there's just so many different kinds of art. And there are just amazing people doing awesome things to create community in those neighborhoods. And a lot of those projects kind of get launched with us through this grant process. And then oftentimes other sponsors or foundations, you know, will recognize what they're doing and kick in, and those are able to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, we often talk on the show about building ecosystems and creating a, you know, compelling marketplace and arts ecosystem in the area is really important. You get that first grant from something like Joy Engine, you may be able to open up your own studio and you may find opportunities at other events. So it's, you know, truly important to build that kind of that power of collaboration with your partners.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit like a jump start, you know, to get things going.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, people have had this idea for a really long time, but they've never quite known how to take the next step. So this is seems to be kind of that way to go.
So for each one of the four events for Art Blaze, will the activations be the same in the look and feel?
So they'll be a little bit different. So the art installations, these giant sea creatures that we created, those will be the same just because they're massive.
Yeah,
and it'd
yeah.
be too hard to create new ones for each event. But each time, there's different programming happening.
Okay.
So like for this one, it's pretty fun. You know, we have, it's always local, musicians. We have a silent disco, which is going to be kind of cool and different. We have wonderful lineup of performers. Some of them you've probably heard of, like Wave Chappelle, Trapper Shep. And what's even more fun about this one is that this event happens to coincide with the Villa Terrace, who is having a massive drone show, 400 drones.
Yes.
It just happens, like Bradford Beach happens to be one of the best places to view this drone show, too. So that's kind of fun. So we've kind of been collaborating on that.
Another benefit of Milwaukee. Sometimes we just bring all of our events together at one point, but you can experience, you know, whether... No matter what side of the lake you're on, you're going to be able to experience something really joyful.
Totally.
And that's a beautiful thing for sure.
Yes.
All right. So remind us of what the dates are for the event.
So July 10th is this first one at Bradford. The second one will be July 31st. That one will be at South Shore Beach.
Okay.
August 7th will also be South Shore Beach. And then we'll close it out back at Bradford Beach on August 21st. Okay. And that one is pretty special because as it's kind of like the finale, so we're bringing a world-renowned sand sculptor in for that one to create a ginormous sand creature.
Oh, nice. All right. So what can people expect from that? Have you seen this installation in other markets?
Well, he'll create something original for Milwaukee. He's actually from Milwaukee, but has spent most of his career traveling the world to put this stuff together. So he's actually pretty excited too, to be able to, you know, create some art in Milwaukee.
All right. Very good. Very good. Art Blaze on the Beach, presented by Joy Engine and powered by its good partners and our civic leaders here in the wonderful community, downtown Milwaukee, happens at Bradford Beach on Wednesday. What time?
We go from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Well, technically, we have to be out of there and cleaned up by 10 p.m. So.
Okay, all right. But people can show up at any time throughout and experience it.
Absolutely. Come down, enjoy music. We'll have s'mores and all that kind of fun stuff as well.
All right, very good. Steph Salvia, Executive Director of Joy Engine, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Enjoy
the rest of the week and have a wonderful event.
Thanks.
We'll see you tomorrow when we talk collaboration between Milwaukee and Chicago.